This is Terry Mandel, DO Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Hamid Sahir, S-A-A-H-I-R, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Sahir, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Sierra Lumpkin, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is C-I-E-R-R-A. Last name is L-U-M-P-K-I-N. On April 1st, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 38-year-old female, height 5'7" tall, weight 159 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an accident while removing her daughter's shoe at Target in Carmel, period. It occurred inside the store on or about June 15th, 2022, period. The associate was pushing a roller rack, and it fishtailed and hit the patient's head, period. She had immediate pain as well as dizziness, period. Later, she had blurred vision and nausea, comma, severe headache, comma, neck and shoulder pain, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still experiencing headaches, comma, vision changes, comma, worse vision, comma, and eye pain posterior to the right eye, period. New paragraph. Her headaches have been treated with medication as well as chiropractic care, period. They are intermittent, period. They occur approximately 3 hours per day, period. They are frontal in nature, period. Described as throbbing pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the back of the head, period. New paragraph. The eye pain is posterior on the right side, period. Her treatment has consisted of physical therapy and medicine, period. It is intermittent, approximately 2 hours per day, period. It is a stabbing and burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It is intermittent and occurs approximately 2 hours per day, period. It is stabbing and burning, period. It is non-radiating, period. There is burning in both eyes, period. New paragraph. The vision change has been treated with a change of her eyeglass prescriptions as well as eye drops, period. It is constant, period. It causes blurred vision and was seen by three specialists, including a retinal specialist and two ophthalmologists, period. It is corrected to normal with glasses, but occasionally has blurred vision, period. The blurred vision occurs 2 times a week, and the duration is approximately 10 minutes, period. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day she was seen in the emergency room at Riverview in Carmel. She was treated and released after an exam, period. The next week, she was seen in the emergency room at St. Vincent's and had a scan, period. She was referred to a concussion specialist, period. She saw her family doctor. X-rays were performed, period. She saw a sports medicine and a concussion specialist, period. She was seen in a sports medical clinic and referred to physical therapy, period. She had balance treatment. And seen at Ascensia St. Vincent's, saw an eye doctor a couple times, who checked her optic nerve and referred to Midwest Eye Institute. They checked for nerve damage and her optic nerve, period. She was referred to IU and told she had pre-glaucoma versus nerve damage. Both eye doctors told her it was nerve damage, period. She saw Dr. Lind, L-I-N-D, at the Glick Eye Institute, as well as Dr. McKay, M-A-C-K-A-Y. Period. She saw a neuro-ophthalmologist at IU Health, period. She has seen a counselor 4 to 5 times, which is a psychologist, for stress and depression since the injury, period. She was seen a chiropractor a few times, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems sitting down. If her eyes bother her, period, or comma, problems with her social life, comma, housework, comma, lifting over 35 pounds, comma, reading over 20 minutes, comma, sports that involves coordination of the head and eye, such as running, tennis, and basketball, comma, sleep, comma, cooking, comma, and driving, period. New paragraph, medications include an eye drop for eye pressure, comma, nasal spray, comma, and Singular, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes an eye drop, comma, over-the-counter medicine, comma, eyeglass change, comma, and over-the-counter eye drops, period. New paragraph. Past medical history includes allergy, low back issues from childbirth, requiring physical therapy, comma, PMS, comma, and bulging lumbar disc, period. New paragraph, past surgical history denies. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals she had a head injury at age 8 due to an automobile accident with a skull fracture, period. She thinks they did treat her eye approximately 1 year. She did have sutures and saw a specialist that put her on oral steroids with no permanent problems, and the dizziness resolved after a couple years, period. She did have glasses prior to this present injury, but this present injury did not cause the present injury did cause blurred vision that did not pre-exist this recent injury, period. The patient was unconscious a few minutes at age 8 and was diagnosed with a skull fracture and concussion, period. Surgery on the bone was discussed, period. She has not had prior eye injuries, period. The patient had headaches when she was on birth control patch in college, and she was on it for 2 years and has resolved completely after stopping the hormones, period. She has not had prior vision problems, period. The patient has not had serious automobile accidents, only a minor auto accident at age 22 with no injury or treatment, period. She had a work injury where she lacerated her finger in 2011. But no permanency, period. In 2020, she had low back pain from birth injury, and she is getting physical therapy presently because of this, period. New paragraph, patient's occupation is that of a customer service full-time with pain, period. No work was missed, but she couldn't return to work, so she missed approximately 1 year where she couldn't get a job, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on a sampling of the records, period. St. Vincent's Emergency Room record, June 21st, 2022, here for evaluation after head injury, period. 6 days ago, she was bent over in Target when she was hit by a metal clothing rack, period. No loss of consciousness, period. That evening, she went to the hospital and was evaluated and they did not recommend any imaging at that time, period. Had a few episodes of dizziness and unsteadiness, period. She had nausea and one episode of vomiting, period. HET-C is negative for acute intracranial findings, period. They asked her to follow up with her PCP in St. Vincent's Sports Performance Concussion Clinic if her symptoms do not improve, period. She was discharged to home, period. They did a CT that day, and it was negative for acute intracranial findings, period. Ascension St. Vincent's Physical Therapy, Occupational Speech and Voice Therapy, report October 4th, 2022. 35-year-old, right-hand dominant female, referred to occupational therapy for evaluation and treatment of visual dysfunction, period. End of report. Ascension. Another note, Ascension St. Vincent's Occupational, August 19th, 2022. Patient was hit on the head with a metal Z-rack at Target on June 15th, 2022. Patient reported she was lightheaded, comma, headache, comma, decreased balance, comma, stiff neck, comma, repeating self, comma, not saying the things she wants to say, comma, blurred vision, comma, in difficulty with reading, slash computer work, comma, difficulty with focusing, comma, rereading lines slash words, comma, and skipping lines and words, period. Patient has history of migraines, comma, but has not had a migraine for 10 years, period. Midwest Eye Institute, January 31st, 2023, decreased vision OU, duration of problem about 7 months, location central vision, associated symptoms, headache, blurred vision. Impression, one, Colomba, C-O-L-O-B-O-M-A, comma, fundus OS, comma, recommend observation without treatment, two, optic atrophy, comma, unspecified OD, period. Refer to neuro-ophthalmology for further evaluation, period. Discuss that it's possible that the optic atrophy is related to trauma that led to the concussion, period. Three, glaucoma suspected. Four, vitreous synneresis, S-Y-N-E-R-E-S-I-S-O-U, period. Recommend observation. Other discussion, overall patient with an optic nerve, Columba OS, an enlarged cup slash disc ratio OD with atrophy, period. Recommend annual follow-up to monitor Columba in the left eye, period. Suggest patient see neuro-ophthalmology for assessment of the right optic nerve, period. Chiropractic note, June 30th, 2022, was hit in the head June 15th while bending over, period. Since then, have had headaches, comma, migraines, comma, dizziness, comma, loss of balance, comma, and neck has been stiff, period. Tensed around the shoulder area, period. Diagnosis was post-concussion syndrome, comma, migraine, comma, cervical algia, comma, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the cervical and thoracic region, comma, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the upper extremity, period. End of report. Formis podometric. Formis is F-O-R-M-I-S. Podometric is P-T-O-M-E-T-R-I-C. So I've got an office note from Formis Photometric, September 27th, 2023. Seen for a chief complaint of blurred vision of the left eye and right eye. Impression myopia OU. IU ophthalmology note, May 7th, 2024. States open angle with borderline findings and high glaucoma risk in both eyes, comma, partial optic atrophy of right eye, comma, post-concussion syndrome, comma, and traumatic optic neuropathy, period. End of report. Miller Care Group, June 12th, 2023. Client is looking for help with depression and anxiety, period. IU neuro-ophthalmology provider note, March 7th, 2023. She was in a car accident at age 8 and had a skull fracture, period. She felt her eyesight change at that time, and she was told there was nerve damage at that time, period. Around 2010, she was told on a routine eye exam that she had a columba of the left eye, period. A columba has not been mentioned previously with regular eye exams, period. She was hit across the head with a metal rolling rack at a retail store, period. Her balance was off after that, period. She was described as having a head injury in June 2022. She had some testing done, and it was noted that there was some loss of clarity in her peripheral vision and possible issues with the optic nerve, period. There was what described as an unspecified optic atrophy in the right eye that was felt to be related to either trauma or possible glaucoma, period. She has no history of high eye pressure, period. Visual acuity with correction was 20/25-2, period. Right eye 20/20-2 in the left eye, period. Okay, I'm sorry. Vision in the right eye was 20/25, and the left eye was 20/20. The intraocular pressures were 20/20 in both eyes, period. Right relative afferent pupillary defect, period. Visual fields showed some difficulty counting fingers in the inferior temporal quadrant of the right eye and in the inferior nasal quadrant of the left eye, period. Diffuse pallor of the right optic disc, period. Columba, C-O-L-O-B-O-M-A, just superior to the left optic nerve, period. Assessment is I agree. She has a columba in the left eye with associated visual field defect in the left eye as a result, period. She has some partial optic atrophy in the right eye, period. Visual field defects that are mostly temporal in the right eye, period. The history and examination exam findings provide evidence for traumatic optic neuropathy in the right eye as a cause of her partial optic atrophy in the right eye, period. If she does have glaucoma, there would be some risk for progression in the future, comma, whereas traumatic optic neuropathy would not progress, period. She has also had some symptoms of a post-concussive syndrome related to concussion from head trauma in June 2022, which has included some vision symptoms, period. End of report. Rehabilitation Hospital of Indiana admitted November 14th, 2022, discharged February 12th, 2023. She was referred for outpatient neuropsychological examination, period. Conclusions, she would likely meet criteria for having sustained a symptomatic mild traumatic brain injury, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of her treatment as a result of the injury at Target on June 15, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an anxious, nervous, fidgety, and elevated heart rate on immediate physical examination period. ENT examination revealed diminished vision with both eyes with corrective lenses at 20/50 period. There was diminished peripheral vision. On superficial examination period, on palpation of the ENT area, there was tenderness in the bilateral orbital region period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable with normal thyroid period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm period. Auscultation of the lungs, plural, lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. The patient had poor recall at 1 and 5 minutes, period. The patient exhibited signs of diminished memory as well as obvious problems with accepted reasoning, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, head trauma, concussion syndrome, cephalgia, eye trauma with vision change, visual dysfunction, optic atrophy, glaucoma risk, and traumatic optic neuropathy, period. Number 2, mild traumatic brain injury. Number 3, post-traumatic stress disorder with depression and anxiety. Next number, cervical trauma, strain, and pain improved. Next number, thoracic trauma, strain, and pain improved. Next number, upper extremity trauma, pain improved, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the injury at target on June 15, 2022, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanent impairment, the patient obviously has permanency to the bilateral eyes, mild traumatic brain injury, and post-traumatic stress disorder, including depression and anxiety, period. By permanent impairment, I'm meaning she will have continued dysfunction in these areas for the remainder of her life, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need continued follow-up with an ophthalmologist on an every 2 to 3 month basis for at least the next 5 years, period. She will need Midwest Eye Institute follow-up once a year for the remainder of her life, period. She will need over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories, as well as prescription eye drops at a cost of $120 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some injections for her headache should be considered at $2,500, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. Some psychiatric consulting for the PTSD, anxiety, and depression will be approximately $2,800, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, Deal End of Dictation.